RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole-in-one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to another edition of Tee to Green. We're live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We continue our tour around Western New York this week. We're at one of our home clubs, Lancaster Country Club, and we're inside the beautiful grill room, and we're looking forward to spending time with you here over the course of the next hour, getting you caught up to date on everything you need to know about golf here in Western New York.
Although we could be outside today.
We could be outside
of
the patio.
We've been outside when it's been worse.
Yes,
and
we have.
It's not worse today. It's actually...
If the sun was out, we probably would be outside.
Okay.
It's warm enough.
All right. Sorry.
That's okay.
My first interruption. I get three more on the show.
This segment.
Per segment. That's right. Kevin, good morning. I know you're happy to be here. One of our home clubs here on Tee to Green, and I know you play here and are excited to be here today.
Actually, I've just thought of this. In the break, I'm going to go down to the locker room and get the blazer from the Chuck Kistner Par 3 Memorial Tournament as defending champions. It's a Masters weekend. And the Blazers, and I'm gonna go get that and wear that for the rest of the show. We'll tweet out all the photos.
Seems appropriate.
Though I hope the blazer fits. I had six straight weeks on the road, so
are there odds for that somewhere? Is there live betting on that right now?
Well, let's define fitting. All right. Anyhow, we'll debate that during the break. I know I can get it on. Can I button it? Is the question.
I think you can. You're looking good this year, Kev.
Well, you're optimistic, my friend.
You are a radio professional, Brian. That came out sincere.
That's right. Anyway, coming up here on the Tee of the Green, we'll be speaking with Christina Bennett, the general manager here from Lancaster Country Club, in just 1 second. Of course, our weekly check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, Champions Tour Leaderboard, and LPGA Leaderboard. That's all coming up. And our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And we're going to talk about Cameron Smith's red-hot putter and his short game. That was tremendous last week at the Players. He's not playing this week at the Valspar Championship, but we'll keep you posted on that. So
you saw a tweet on Monday morning. You might have seen somebody say, look out for Cameron Smith.
That would be me.
That was you.
That was me because of the putter.
And his. Yeah, I got some really good stats I want to get to here. But let's bring in Christina Bennett, the general manager here at Lancaster Country Club.
The new general manager.
The new general manager.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's a nice job at a great club.
Thank you.
Good
I'm
morning.
Excited to be here.
Yeah. So what brought you to Lancaster here as the GM?
Well, it was a great opportunity to transition from one great club to another, and I'm excited to be here.
I know the membership is excited with everything you've done thus far, being a member, and just you know, the texts I get. Wow, like the dining experience has been enhanced here. The service has been great, and so kudos to you.
Thank you very much for saying that. We've been working really hard. I came here just at the beginning of the year, and it's been go since I got here, just training the staff, working with the culinary team. Everybody's doing a great job, and the members are really welcoming. Everybody's having a great time, enjoying what we've been doing, live music, brunches, a lot of great things coming up.
Are you a golfer?
Season. I am.
You
but
are
not,
a golfer.
Not very well.
Doesn't matter.
I'm working in the summer here, you know?
Yeah, but you can sneak out once in a
you
while.
You do not want to have a general manager who's a great golfer.
No,
that
you
means,
don't.
Right?
Right on.
Not
yeah.
That's nothing to put on the top of the resume. I'm a one handicap,
too.
Oh, looks like they'll be working hard inside the clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I qualified for the U.S. Amateur. I'll be gone for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Well, you know, let's talk about some of the events because I know that has energized the people everybody socializes with everybody here, frankly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the cool things. You can come to a trivia night, which has been a huge hit at the club here. Dueling pianos, those are just two of the things that
thank you
come
for
to
mentioning
mind.
That. Yeah. So we're doing not just those things. We're going to have a bunny hop, which is about 8 or 9 days from now, one of our first tournaments. And then after that, you know, and just back to the clubhouse, every Saturday night we have a live pasta station, chef making pastas to order. But we have a Kentucky Derby party coming up, all sorts of fun things, patio jams all summer long. It's just going to be a great summer.
I would bet that this week, with the weather being what it is, that people are excited to kind of maybe come in right away and be like, hey, when do some of these events start? Because who didn't get the bug this week to want to be outside or around a golf course?
I got the text, when's the course open?
Yeah, I'm sure many this week will probably
week.
Figuring out,
this
right?
This upcoming week, yeah.
When can we get in here and start doing stuff?
Yeah.
So that the weather probably energized yourself and everybody here.
Big time. As a matter of fact, Halfway House is going to be up and running very shortly. Great things out there happening this season as opposed to last season. So we're all working really hard on it.
You know what was cool about the Halfway House last year, right before there was some work done on it, we were encouraged to hit long on 11 to, you know, speed up the renovations, meaning let's take – I'm kidding. Our club president's over there, Len Cicillo, and I'm just kidding around.
Sort of, kind of.
No. That is one of the great things about this golf course, unique things. The halfway house is not quite halfway. You hit it – you get it twice. You get it after hole number four. And so if your round's not going fantastic – you know,
it's an early chance to make it better.
Early chance to
swing oil. Find a little swing oil.
Swing oil, yeah. Some Michelob Ultra, perhaps, yeah. Responsibly,
yes.
Or some Jim Beam responsibly, getting our partners in there. And then you get it again after hole 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what I like to focus on is your golf operation. You got a great PGA Pro, Mike Szabo. You got great junior programs. You got a wonderful mm-hmm. golf course. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the golf out. You probably don't know too much yet. You just got in here and it hasn't started. But
that's right. You know, I do leave that to Mike.
He is the professional.
He is the professional, and he is he's posting his calendar. All the junior events are planned. Our golf outings are all planned. Looking forward to the Invitational. I've been working on that for the last few weeks. It's going to be a phenomenal summer. I just can't even explain to you what we've already been working on. We hardcore.
We should mention, and I'm sure this was, they notified you of this when you accepted the job. Well, no. No, it's not.
Like, Kevin, all requests we said were going to be during commercials breaks.
Right. No. This is a positive thing. The energy that the Women's Association has here, and I say energy because they take part in every event.
Yes, they do.
They have their own events.
They're amazing.
Oh, yeah. My wife takes part in this, and I'm like, we got another. What do you mean you got another dinner? It's incredible, the calendar that Women's Association
has. I was just going to say that. I mean, as you know, the Men's League is on Tuesdays, but the Ladies is on Wednesdays. And there is somewhere right around 80 women that play in that Ladies League. But they're all inclusive. Whether you're a golfer or not, they have an opening brunch for all the ladies. The Ladies Association wants to encourage all ladies to be a part of this community here. And it's strong.
Yeah, no,
I'm thrilled. And same with the pool. I mean, the amount of memberships that we have had inquiries. I've been giving tours. Mike's been giving tours. I would tell you that probably even 10 in the past 2 weeks, whether it's full golf or swimming, whatever. I mean, everybody is pumped up this year to get on board here at Lancaster.
And one thing that I've seen in person, because my son's been involved in it, Kevin, I know your has been junior programs and PGA Junior League, and I know Mike here does a great job with that. And I think that that just adds to the atmosphere that I think clubs are trying to build up, which is family-friendly activities and things like that. But,
right.
Jeff, I know you're passionate about this, too, juniors involved, because you always say that it's they're the next future of golf, and that's where you can have the most fun, too, even as a PGA professional. You're working with juniors. I know that they've got a good program here, but we've been talking about that all across Western New York. Just the growth of junior golf has been tremendous.
And as a PGA pro, there's nothing more fun than running your junior golf program. Now you're nervous somebody's going to get hurt all the time because they've got, you know, implements in there. But it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it's also what grows golf operations, and that's what PGA pros do all day, every day. Hey, we promote and stimulate golf, and when you have stuff like that, and you have PGA junior leagues, and you have a PGA, or you have a junior program, and you're it just adds a vibrancy to the club and an atmosphere around the club that makes it so much more fun to be with, and creates that family atmosphere that you're talking about that every club wants to create, and this one does, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Christina Bennett, the general manager of Lancaster Country Club, joining us here on Tee to Green, one of our home clubs. This will be the first of a few times that we'll be here this year as we visit our home clubs all across our busy calendar across Western New York.
This is the only time we're going to be inside.
I agree.
Sure. Okay.
Next time we'll be out on the patio.
Sounds good.
Overlooking 18, which for those that have been here before, Kevin, it's one of the more picturesque finishing holes. I just tweeted out a picture if you want to check out what I'm talking about at BrianWGR. The 18th hole has gone some changes, and everybody's got stories on or opinions on how to play the hole too, Kevin.
Well, here's a tee up.
this is the great thing about the hole. It can be played so many different ways. You can play it with a 7-iron to driver off the tee. It affords that that ability. And, you know, there was some tree removal. There was an ash tree there, the ash borer. But we're all happy that tree's gone. You know which tree I'm talking about, Jeff, the one on the right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, right over the pond. But the focal point, the big tree in the middle is still there. That's where my aiming point. And I just try to cut a 4-iron or a hybrid off of that tree most often. But the longer hitters, they go for the green, which certainly makes sense. But they added internal out of bounds here. Or they had out of bounds the patio, so you can't hit it up on the patio. Or
that was always my problem. I hit it too far up onto the patio.
So I hit it so far.
I just flipped the hybrid up in the air and tried to land it on the green.
I think the hill. Len, is the hill? The hill's out of bounds now too, where the gazebo is. Okay, it is now. I've made par from the gazebo before, a second shot that I misclubbed.
You know, you get
that was only because there was an appetizer station up there, Kev.
You get all those chances, you're going to get up and down once in a while.
But I'll tell you, if I drive it in the fairway bunker, I do play it off the bank because they do a great job of mowing it just enough where the ball doesn't hang up on the bank. I just gave away my secret to everybody here on the radio. But, you know, a long bunker shot, an 80-yard bunker shot, is not an easy bunker shot.
No, it's a difficult shot. Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of spin, and this green's severe. So
yeah, so it's a smart play to play it off that bank.
Everything you do is smart on the golf
course. Well, not every day.
And every time I play that hole, want to bring this up. part of the reason we are on the air doing the show is because of our great late friend Mark Pacer, who has one of the bricks out there, Kev, on that walk.
I tap it every time I walk up it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Pacer, longtime member. We lost him to cancer several years ago. And
when our show was up and starting, his store over at the Paddock Dome was a big part of why we're up and doing a golf show. So
and we honor him at the Duster.
Yes, we do with the Pacer putter, our trophy. Hey, did I ever tell this? So the halfway house at four, I don't know if I've ever told the story on the air. So Mark and I were, many years ago, we were partners in the member here. And it was our first year. It was the first year I was a member. He's like, hey, why don't you be my partner? I'm like, okay. And we were dead last after day one. And you guys remember how competitive Mark was. And I'm slightly competitive. We didn't talk to each other. That Friday evening, we didn't even talk to each other the next morning. We were dead last in the field, and like people were like picking us to win. Dead last. That's how bad we played. So bad that we didn't have an even field. So Scotty Marble, the assistant pro, had to play with us as a marker. And I remember on hole two, he goes, "You guys aren't talking?" I'm like, "No, we're not talking. Like, we're still playing terrible." A few holes in. So we finally hit the hole four, and they had a pot of gold set up here, which every club does, and those things. So it was a little extra side game, and it was a carryover from day one. I go,
strictly for shop credit, because
strictly for yes. So it was just for shirts and the pro shop.
Violate your amateur status.
We're going to support our pro, right? Okay. So anyhow. Which you were the pro at the time, so we were supporting you.
I seem to remember this incident.
Okay, yes. So, anyways, Mark and I hadn't said a word to each other. I'm boring Christina the story, but anyhow.
No, I'm enjoying it.
So, we didn't say a word to each other, and then finally I looked him on the tee, and I might have said an expletive we can't say on the radio, and I go, I'm going to an ace here, Mark, just to shut you up, you know? So I didn't say anything. I go, just shut up. It pops out of the cup. 7 inches it stayed. And Mark lets out this primal scream of just every frustration and joy. And he says, right to the house, in the halfway house. your assistant, Scotty Marble, did not imbibe with us, but we did not drive.
That might have been Tim Faulkner back then.
No, it wasn't Timmy. No, it was Scott. It was Scott at the time. And we had a great afternoon and a great event after that. But anyhow.
Good.
So.
Good memories.
As I was telling the story, there were other things I tell, like over a beer, that are much more entertaining than just telling that the clean version on the air.
Anyhow. And we only have an hour show, so that's true. Brian Colesfield, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas. We're here with Christina Bennett, the general manager of Lancaster. Christina, if people want to get a hold of you or maybe come out and check out the place, what's the best route to do that?
I would say just call the club, or you can also email me at christina@lccny.com. But there's always somebody here to answer the phone. And we're always here, too. So if you just even want to pop in, we'd be happy to give you a tour around the club or out on the course.
Weddings are back. Wedding calendar, how's it look for this year?
We have 17
weddings
booked this summer. It's incredible.
Or as I look at it, 17 opportunities to crash and get a free meal. I'm kidding.
Kind of.
I bring a gift.
It's kind of you.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
How about other events? If people want to hold their event here or anything like that, come and contact you.
We have open dates available. And we have a really full golf calendar for Monday tournaments, but we still have some available. So if anybody's looking to book any kind of golf tournaments, please give us a call.
Yeah, if you're
for Mondays.
Yeah, for Mondays. If your business wants to run an event, or if you have a charity that you're looking to support, that's always a fun way to do it on a Monday outing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good facility for it too. Really good.
Yeah. They do a fantastic job. By the way, we didn't even mention the greens last year. As you know, Jeff, I play a lot of places.
Yes.
I was giving you a chance to throw a shot at me.
I feel like I picked on you too much already.
Okay. All right. Our greens last year were, if not the top in Western New York, right up there. They were phenomenal. Really, and
awesome.
That's not just me. I know they had the Western New York PGA event here, and a lot of the pros are like, oh my gosh, the greens here are amazing.
I always thought they were super fun greens to putt. Like, I always liked the putting aspect of it, but yeah, they're beautiful greens.
Well, you're so familiar with this course, Jeff. What's your favorite part about it? Is it the greens?
I think it's the diversity of shots you have to hit, because there's long par fours, short par fours, little bunts. You got to cut it. You got to hook it. There's holes where you may not want to land it on the green to get it close. You know, stuff like that. There's a
hole six, for example.
Hole two, maybe, and it's your short left. Yeah. So I think for me, it was always fun. It was always a really fun golf course to play. And if you shot a good score, then you really earned it out there, I thought, especially around the greens.
I agree. No, I enjoyed it, and I echo what you said about the greens last year. They were rolling beautifully, super smooth, and it was, as always, in great shape.
Well, and here's the other thing about the greens, and this is about fun putting them. I feel like, you know, I still don't know them, right? You know, like you know them, but you don't. Like there's putts, you're like, geez, I got to look at this a couple times, and you've had the putt a gazillion times, and you're still not sure. Like the breaks are so slight.
Well, it's all about speed, especially when the greens are fast and you have a lot of slope like this. So we, as we always talk, is it the line or the speed that's more important?
I mean, you can on 17, right? Flattest green in the golf course. And it still puzzles everybody.
Yeah, you got to commit to whatever line you pick. That's all I can say about that. I don't know. After a while, I felt like I knew how to read these greens, but you would hit some. Yeah, sometimes on some of those slopier greens, you get some funny looks at yourself.
Yeah, hole three,
tough one. Don't get above the pin.
Exactly. Yep. Above the hole, you might as well just pray. Take a five and
see,
go.
See, that's the attitude you can't have. You might as well try to make it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Christina, wait a second. You try and make it, and then you miss it. It's gone.
Well, that comes with the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out with us.
Thank
Do you want
you.
To give your contact information one more time again?
Yes, Christina Bennett. My email is christina@lccny.com.
Excellent.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Really nice to meet you.
Very nice
hanging out with us
well.
With our attempted humor.
I enjoyed
appreciate it.
Thank you.
I apologize in advance.
That's right.
For the summer.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank
the
you.
Letter's ready.
Yeah. Christina Bennett, the GM here at Lancaster Country Club, one of our home clubs here on Tee to Green. Okay, we'll take a time out. Got to talk about Cameron Smith, big win at the Players. When we return, we'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Later on, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week as we roll on here from Lancaster Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios producing today. This is Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Welcome back, Tee to Green, live from Lancaster Country Club, one of our home clubs here on Tee to Green, and it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The Valspar Championships going on in Palm Harbor, Florida, just in the Tampa Bay area. Matthew Nesmith is your leader. Who had him winning? He shot a 61 yesterday. Well, he's still got two rounds to go. He's got some work to do, but he's in a good spot. Two-shot lead at minus 14 over Canadian Adam Hadwin, who's at minus 12 in solo second. And Sam Burns, who played this course very well. He's a defending champion. He and Scott Stallings are three back. Justin Thomas, probably your biggest name in contention right now. He is in solo fifth at minus 10. Other names of note, Webb Simpson, Xander Schauffele are at 8 under par. They're tied for 7th. Some other names of note on the leaderboard here. Gary Woodland, 7 under. Tommy Fleetwood, 7 under. Louis Oosthuizen, my one-and-done pick, 7 under as well. So there's your look at the PGA Tour leaderboard. We're going to get to our Champions Tour report now, and it's brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing. No, it's not. Go ahead, Kev.
No. You looked at me with the one-and-done. Is that up and going again?
Well, I have it on my list. We're going to announce it at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because I'm like, well, I didn't get my. I'm like Jeff Meadus this year. Then and one and
we started up Masters Week, so we're gonna okay. We're gonna put it out on Monday.
I digress.
Nope. No problem.
What do you mean, like Jeff Meadus, one and done?
You didn't like. You never got a pick in.
You
last
got one
year.
Pick in, and it was done. He didn't understand. We didn't explain. He thought it was one pick, and he was done. It's not every week.
I couldn't turn on the computer. That's what. That was the problem.
Right, I'm gonna take off my Donald Ross pullover so I could fit in my blazer.
All right.
Someone please video this.
We will. We're gonna put a picture out of this in a minute here. But all right,
Jeff, will you run the camera for this one?
So
please?
Yeah, I'll try. We did our PGA Tour leaderboard. Now on to our Champions Tour report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing. Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel that we're sporting and looking very nice in today. Well, there was supposed to be an event this week on the Champions Tour, the Hassan II Golf Trophy event, but they canceled the tournament. So the Champions Tour players are not playing in an official event until the first week in April at the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic. So no Champions Tour events officially. Now, of course, some of these Champions Tour players can play on the PGA Tour if they'd like to, some of them.
Davis Love was playing yesterday.
That's right. So
that Bernhard Langer can still compete. Jeez.
He can compete on any tour.
Yes. That's because he's in terrible shape.
I know.
Have you seen Bernard?
Yes.
Yes. Fit as a fiddle.
Yes. And the same could be said about the LPGA Tour. No event this week. The JTBC Classic will be in Carlsbad, California next week.
Did you see Nelly Korda's news?
Yes.
I mean, how unfortunate is that? Like, right when you're at the peak of the game, she has blood clots. And so she was working out, and her arm was swelling up. So, went to the doctor and diagnosed. When you travel a lot, that's certainly something that's at risk.
Yeah, from the pressure changes. I know people, they have to sleep certain ways. You got to monitor that when you're a PGA Tour player or anybody traveling around the world like that.
Yeah. We're here at Lancaster Country Club. Big thanks to Christina Bennett, the general manager, for joining us next segment. And an unexpected surprise this morning, a good one, because he brought donuts. That is Jeff Blank, one of the new members of our team this year. If you have been following us on social media, Jeff has his weekly forecapping video that gets you everything you need to know maybe about your wagering picks for the week, and also some daily picks as well. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by and bringing the donuts. That's one thing that you can always do to make us happy.
You got
to
bribe people.
I don't think I'm going to have a donut. I'm just looking at that. That looks pretty slim, doesn't it?
Yeah, that jacket doesn't look like it's going on.
Just let it hang there. It looks good. How are your picks doing this week, Jeff?
Not so bad. I had Louis Oosthuizen, kind of like you, in the one I've done there.
That's so good.
He's at least up there, but Bubba Watson missed the cut, so... we're down one out of four so far this week.
Is there anything harder to pick than golf each week?
It's tough. It's even harder daily.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because you got a guy like I picked against Danny Lee the first round, and he goes out and shoots a 65, which was six strokes lower than his average scoring for the year. So.
And you never know with golfers. It could be just make one good swing and bang, you're on a roll and you get hot.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what makes it difficult, I would imagine.
So we had you on a few weeks ago at Glen Oak, but we're excited to have you. And we've got another new member of our team, Alex Brown, that will also be giving us contributions on our social media pages and obviously through our shows as well. But just tell everybody again, if they missed you a few weeks ago at Glen Oak, just what you're going to be doing this year for us.
Yeah, so I'll start with a quick plug, so you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at JeffBlankT2G. And each week I will be providing four picks, weekly picks, usually looking at top 10, top 20 winning finishes, taking a look at some of the stats on the PGA Tour, both this year and then historical data, looking at tournaments each week. So I'll take a look at some of the combination of the numbers and then kind of come up with what my recommendations are, provide them to everybody via those formats, and then on a daily basis, also looking at some of the matchups, different odds, and then projecting, I guess, what I feel is best.
Have you set up one of those recorded lines yet? So you call in and
I
you
should
can,
do
yeah,
that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves those, right? Yeah. What's your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Give that out.
Yeah, right. And then you're a big equipment guy, Jeff, too.
Yeah.
So I know that you're going to be providing some new articles on our website. Kevin, it's got a new website. We have a new website now.
TTGreenRadio.com. TTGreenRadio.com. It's first articles up there.
So Jeff, you filed it. I don't know if you know. So I've been hearing a buzz about the Shaft and DJ's driver lately. Have you heard anything? He's got
LAG, the Shaft?
Is that the one I'm hearing about?
I think so, yeah. So that's a relatively newer company coming onto the scene, but it's gotten a lot of traction with some of the PGA pros, including Bryson and DJ. So,
do you know what differentiates it from the other brands?
I actually have not investigated it, but maybe that'll be an article coming up sometime soon.
Interested to
I'll
learn.
Have to do that.
I know. All right, let's talk about Cameron Smith's win at the Players last week. The fact that they got through all that rain and still got it through on a Monday finish, kudos to everybody involved with that. But Smith's putter, here's some of the stats. Final round, as we know, there's 18 holes in a round. 13 one putts in this final round. That's incredible.
Yes.
It also shows, too, not only how good he's putting, Kev, but also how good his short chipping game was, too, because to make one putts, I mean, yes, he was dropping some 20-footers, but you also have to chip it close to have some one putts, too. So that whole short game was on for him.
Well, I believe it was the best strokes gained putting performance. It surpassed Patrick Cantlay at the BMW.
Last year,
which was the greatest strokes gained putting performance. Remember, he was making everything. Well, Cameron Smith surpassed it. It was amazing. The Cantlay performance was the best I've ever seen in person. You could say, well, duh, it was the best statistically on the PGA Tour, but you just felt being there, he was going to make everything. You felt that with Cam Smith, too. But if you look at his strokes gain off the tee, he's probably one of the worst. Cameron Smith hits it all over the ballpark. You know, if I had a drive to save my life, I'm taking the club out of his hands. All right? He's not a great trip, but it shows you it's all about the flat stick still.
42 in his entire four rounds, 42 one putts out of 72 holes. That's amazing. So at a course like that where there's a lot of troubles and a lot of hazards, Jeff, are you surprised that he still ended up winning? I mean, I guess the putting in the short game was really what won it for him.
Well, and then, you know, it was such a wet week, and all the people on those greens, and I don't care how hard you work to make those greens good, when it's wet like there, they do tend to get bumpy. He must have just been rolling it amazing. And it's funny what confidence can do, right? You'd said he'd been putting well before that, going into that tournament. You kind of predicted him the week before because he's been putting well. And, you know, we always say you drive for show, prep for dough. It's kind of changed now because people are learning you got to bash it. But, you know, it's still the guy who wins each week, because there's so many good players, are putting the best. And I want to bring up one thing. What about number 16 falling into his ball, the pitch mark there?
Paul Casey.
Paul Casey. My goodness. I have a problem with that rule.
I'm with you.
So if that was my own ball plugging, I get relief. But if somebody else's ball rolls in, there's no relief. So that one, I don't want to digress too much, but that really bothered me.
Well, you had that unfortunate thing. How about you had Keegan Bradley? Now, Keegan should know the rule. The ball, wind blew the ball, and he didn't move it back. He should have played it from that position because he'd taken his mark up and moved it back to where
the ball was in play.
That ball was in play. He didn't know that, and was complaining about it. It's like, well, kind of everybody knows that rule, in my opinion. And
Do you think because of the rule change of how, you know, how if you accidentally...
There's no excuse for that anymore.
I'm just wondering if that
If you, when your livelihood relies on that, and when, you know, legacy and all that stuff,
you should know the rule.
Your job's to know the rules, and your caddy's job's to know the rules
to help
also.
You with that.
And there's rules officials
and
everywhere.
There are referees now.
Yes, sorry.
Called match referees or tournament referees. And then the other one, I'll give credit to Victor Hovland and Joel Damon for, and Dan Berger's as honest as they come. They had a difference of opinion on where the ball crossed the hazard line, and two players were like, we're not comfortable with that. That, you don't see that often enough, perhaps, or very often on the tour where...
Victor Hovland doesn't seem like the guy that's ready to stir the pot either, so...
No.
Damon does, though.
Well, Joel Damon had an issue with Sung Kang several years ago with that.
But I respect that. If you have an issue, it's your job to protect the integrity of the event and call that person
So did Dan Berger.
Yeah.
Well, Dan Berger says, I'm going to drop here for you guys. You're wrong, but he wasn't vehement about it. The only time I saw that was actually at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I actually got involved in the conversation. Kevin Kisner, Roger Sloan, final round, and they're playing 13. It's that iron off the tee, hybrid off the tee. It's a wedge shot in the front hole location. You know, it's over water. Sloan's ball went into the hazard. However, his caddy and Sloan were arguing that it cleared the red line across, and Kisner's like, I'm not comfortable with it. I didn't see that it happened. And I finally recognized what was going on, meeting a volunteer. So I walked down to the green, and with the rules official, Ken Taggart, was there. And I said, if you guys are arguing this ball, by this time, Sloan had already walked back around to take his drop. Didn't drop yet, because if he dropped, it'd be in play. I said, listen, if you're wondering if the ball crossed, and I'm saying this to Kevin Kisner, I said, I saw the ball. I'm standing up there by the camera tower. And if I was able to see the ball there, it had to be because look at the red line's right at the bricks. I said, so it cleared. And he goes, well, hey, I didn't see it. That's all I told him. I didn't see it. So if I didn't see it, I can't say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
How much?
And so Sloan was able to come up. They said, did you see it? You have an obligation as an observer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How often do you see the interaction either with a member of the media, a spectator, a volunteer, in terms of them asking about, hey, where did this go in? Where did it land? And they will ask us.
So if I'm walking with a group, they will ask us, if there's a question, did you see?
Yeah.
Or if they're taking an improper drop, a wrong location, and I know for sure and I saw it, I did this at Liberty National with Koepka, actually. I was playing Rory McIlroy on the 16th hole, the drivable hole. The volunteer had him way back, and there's a spotter for CBS, NBC. His name's Parker. You've probably seen him on golf. He's got long, stringy blonde hair, shades. Good dude. He too. And I said, Parker, he's taking a wrong drop, right? Brooks shouldn't be way back there. It crossed up here, just short of the green. He's like, yeah, that's where I had it. So we're yelling, Brooks, come on up. And he's playing with Rory. And Rory goes, you guys are sure? I go, Rory, yeah, it crossed right here. He goes, okay, bring it on up then.
I know they're nervous listening to volunteers. I'd rather listen to the guy in the booth or the official or the referee.
So they will ask us first. You know, if a volunteer is unsure, then they're like, you know, they go with themselves.
Yeah.
So because, you know, the last thing they want to do is be accused of taking an improper drop.
But in the end, Cameron Smith, though, is still the story of that whole event. And he created a legacy. I mean, his branding now has gone through the roof.
He's won the Century Tournament Champions to start the year. He's won the Players. It wouldn't surprise me to see him perform well, you know, in a few weeks.
Yep.
But he's got to get it in the fairway there. You can't.
Fairways are wide there.
I know they're wider there, but you can't, you know. Well, I guess you can, right, if you're going to putt like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If you can putt well, which you need to do, obviously, at Augusta to play well, He'll definitely be a guy to talk about. He's supposed to play in the match play. I think that's next week, right?
Yes. Kev?
But he ended up deciding to withdraw. He said his family's here. Jeff, I don't know, did you see that? That embrace on 18 with his family and everything?
He hadn't seen him in 2 years, he said?
Yeah, because of COVID restrictions in Australia and everything.
It was unbelievable. He was choking up.
Yeah, it's something funny, like, you know, just because golf seems so unimportant, and you just go out there and you want to get back at the end of the day to see your family, and guess what? You end up playing great.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works.
I was talking to John Senden about this when we were flying back from, we're waiting for the same flight to get back to the States from Bermuda. And he's like, yeah, I haven't been able to get home in the last year and a half. They're so locked down in Australia right now.
Yeah.
He's like, we want to get home for the holidays. Can't even do that.
Sidebar. I got a rules question.
What
do you guys think of Dustin Johnson bringing in the fans to look for the ball?
You know, I think it's fair and good enough. Yeah, especially the ball was in play. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
that's part of being on the tour. You know, that's the advantage. One of the advantages. You know, it sounds like they'll never lose a ball. They still lose balls, and sometimes they clonk someone and it goes behind a tree too. So all those breaks even out. So I have no problem with it.
I got to hire 50 people to come play golf with me so they can.
Hey,
don't you have a gallery typically?
Well, that's Bob Gaughan, former host here on GR. He called it the gallery rule. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like where the gallery would have found that ball, so I'm taking a drop here.
I like that. It's amazing. I got
to
use that.
I might have to find that one in the rule book.
It's right next in the rule book to the leaf rule.
Right, yes.
I know.
Exactly.
Are we going to see if this thing fits?
All right. While you're putting it on, you mentioned the fantasy league.
This is going to take a little while.
Let me talk about that.
Squeeze into this.
So
this might be fantasy fitting into this thing.
Our Tee to Green fantasy league is back on Monday. Look on our social media pages. We'll have information there on our Tee to Green Instagram and Twitter at T2G Buffalo. We're going to have information about that. You'll have 2 weeks to sign up, and it'll start for the Masters. And we've got great prizes to give away each month. So look for that. Our Tee to Green Fantasy League is back, and it is a one and done. You pick a guy. Once you've picked him, he's off the list. So be careful in terms of how you picked it.
I've been in the gym a little bit, boys, but
you're asking a lot of that button, Kev.
Watch your eyes. It is buttoned.
Yes, be
careful. I'm going to even sit down with a button.
Look at that.
That's even ready for TV.
Oh, you need a new headshot now for your TV sport.
Isn't this sharp?
Looking real good, Kev.
Yeah. All right.
Do they charge you if you take out a window with the button?
Yeah, well, it'd be assessment for me, yes. But the shows we're doing it in the show hours, the show will handle it. But
oh, you look good.
Guys were chuckling with these jackets when we won them, but then we wear them, and they're like, wow, we want the jacket. So the Chuck Kistner Memorial Par 3 Tournament coming
up
in a few weeks.
Chuck was a good man.
Yes, he was.
2021 champions.
There you go.
Very nice.
It's a fun time. Like, you know, that's one of the fun. They got the they put in mats. So there's an internal par 3 course within the golf course. So we have a par 3 league coming up, and we do a tournament, and then, you know. There's
custom turf mats.
They're custom turf mats. Yeah. Well done.
Jeff Blank also here with us, a new member of our Tee to Green team this week. So any thought on the weekend quick here at the Valspar for anybody maybe thinking about watching this weekend or putting in a play?
Yeah, I might regret this, but I'm fading Neesmith today, so. After shooting.
Coming off of a 61.
61. I'm thinking he comes back to the field a little bit. So I do like Hadwin, former winner at the tournament. He's played well here.
I just got a little intelligence on who found that golf ball for Dustin Johnson.
Oh.
And it's a local man, Tim Faulkner's dad, Fred, if all these accounts are true. So good for Fred Faulkner saving Dustin Johnson a shot or two. A Buffalo connection there.
DJ said thanks. Thanks.
Did he slip him a little thank you?
Probably not.
Probably not. DJ's got a good thank you for or a good impersonation, right? Some who's the guy from Golf Channel that does the Connor? You know the guy I'm talking about,
Connor,
right?
Moore.
Connor Moore. Yeah, he does all the impressions.
Yeah,
he's outstanding, but the DJ impression is one of his best ones. I always think
DJ's great. I play good. yeah. Hit the ball well, and yeah.
What were you thinking out there?
Make some birdies. Yeah. Let's go.
You just won the U.S. Open, DJ. Aren't you supposed to be more excited? Yeah. DJ's 4 under par, tied for 38th. Okay, time out here. When we come back, the Western New York PGA Executive Director, Steve Barkowski, going to join us, and we'll also get in our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Thanks to Jeff Blank for joining us. Christina Bennett earlier, the GM here, as we are at Lancaster Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green coming up right after this timeout on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Tee to Green rolling on. We're back here at Lancaster Country Club. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Thanks to one of our new members of our team, Jeff Blank, for joining us last segment.
And for the donuts.
And for bringing the donuts, which I will be indulging in about 10 minutes. So
since
I'm looking forward to that.
Blazer fit, I ate one.
Very good. You heard there. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And to do the tip this week, we're going to bring in the executive director of the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski, who's joining us here And Steve, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Brian. Thanks for having me, guys. Everything's good. How's everything in your world?
We're great. We're so happy that you're able to join us here this week. Bittersweet in the sense that you've been with us on the show many times representing the Western PGA as the executive director, and I know this week, unfortunately, will be the last time under this title. You've got congratulations on a new gig out in Colorado.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an honor serving here, our PGA professionals, for the last 5 years as executive director. And next week, we will have an interim executive director taking over, Victoria Shiro, who will lead the charge of continuing to grow the game of golf in Western New York. And I'll be heading out west as the new CEO of the Colorado PGA.
Did you change your ringtone to John Denver music?
Not yet. I'm working
okay.
on it.
Okay. All right. Look, Steve, I just want to say thank you for all you've done for us, but for the game of golf here in Western New York, and that includes all the counties in Rochester and Pennsylvania and the areas that it covers. You've done a fantastic job, and I knew you were going to do great things way back when I first met you, interviewed for the first tee position, and as I told you, after you didn't get that job, sometimes those things are blessings, and it's worked out for you. I knew you had a bright future, and you still do, even beyond this next step that you're taking now. So good luck to you, and thanks for all you've done.
And I got to jump in real quick as a PGA professional and consider myself a great friend of Steve's. He did so much to grow the game in Western New York. You look at things like couple or doubles golf, PGA Junior League, the PGA Reach, PGA Hope. All these initiatives were good. We had them going, but Steve went and took them to the next level. And beyond that, he's been a gentleman, a friend, someone to hang out with, and pretty good on the radio sometimes. But but he's been outstanding, and I couldn't be happier for him to have such a great opportunity. And I'm sure whatever he does out in Colorado is going to do great things for that area.
Yeah, I would agree. And Steve, just echoing what Kevin and Jeff said, you've been great to work with. You've been a great ambassador for golf here in Western New York. The things that we've gotten to work on together have been such a pleasure to see them grow, and some of the things that we've done for charity and working with all sorts of people across Western New York. So thank you for that. And with that being said, we're going to let you do the tip here this week. If somebody says, this is the year I'm taking up golf, what's the tip? How do you get started? And I know the Western New York PGA has a big hand in that.
Well, first of all, gentlemen, I'm speechless. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I was in Frisco at the new PGA headquarters for some meetings this past week, and the vice president of the PGA of America put it best. You know, we're all blessed. Every one of us that work in the golf industry, we get to put smiles on people's faces for a game that we all love. So Western New York is a special area. It's where I grew up, and as you all know, every course is better than the next, and we're just fortunate to have the amount of golfers and the amount of active golfers and PGA professionals that support and grow the game in the region. So it's definitely bittersweet leaving, but thank you for the kind word. That was not needed, but very appreciated. But yeah, if you're getting started in the game of golf, I say it is the easiest possible way. You know, if you go to pga.com and you just type in your area code, you can find your local PGA professional and give them a call. Give him or her a call, and they'll kind of guide you in the right direction. If that's something that you're not comfortable with, because some people, you know, are a little turned away from going to a pro right away, then call us at the Western New York PGA, 716-626-7095. We have programs from kids ages 6 all the way through 25 now. So we have different types of programs that we can help you get into through the Western New York PGA, or we can help you connect with a PGA professional in our region. So many ways to get involved, but I always say this is like every other sport, you need to make sure you do it correctly with the coach so that you do enjoy the experience for the rest of your life, and that's through a PGA professional. So we have many certified in this area. Just find them first. Make sure you get the proper tips to begin with. And then, you know, just like Kevin, you get to play in every Invitational all summer long and enjoy it.
Yes! Great, great one there.
There was one he missed.
I had to throw one more.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know how to get in the plane. Yeah. So
yeah, they got a connection in Colorado. Yeah. Yeah.
Just wait, Steve. The Invitational's by you. We'll be having a new person here coming shortly.
I've got my invitational invite out to Colorado now. Kevin's the first call.
Sweet.
And I'd like to say, you know, as a PGA pro, I've been proud to call him my executive director and the person who ran our organization for a long time. And I know Victoria's taken over, and it's nothing. She's a tremendously bright woman, and I'm looking forward to she's going to step right in and continue all the great things you did. And thanks again, Steve, for everything you've done in Western New York golf throughout these years.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We appreciate you coming on. I know that you're busy getting yourself ready to make the transition, but thanks again for everything you did. And for coming on and being a part of TD Green all these years, too.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to everybody here at Lancaster Country Club. Kev, sun is out. Maybe go check out, get a putt or two in on 18 over here.
I'm thinking the par three.
Between donuts, you can hit some shots, and Kev.
I want that to fit in a couple weeks. I can't have more than one donut.
I agree. Thanks again.
Thank you. My dietitian, Brian Koziel. By the way, Brian's up. I know we have to go. The Longwood coach was your twin.
I saw that picture.
I sent you that photo on Twitter.
I know. It looks from the side. I was like, holy cow, it does look like me.
Head coach of the Longwood Lancers, Brian Koziel.
Good looking dude.
That's right. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Thanks to everybody here at Lancaster. Jeff Blank's here as well. Thank you, Jeff. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Koziel. And for everybody here at Lancaster Country Club, thank you, as always, for the warm welcome. We'll talk to you next week on Tee to Green right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Tee to Green rolling on. We're back here at Lancaster Country Club. Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Thanks to one of our new members of our team, Jeff Blank, for joining us last segment.
And for the donuts.
And for bringing the donuts, which I will be indulging in about 10 minutes. So I'm looking forward to that.
Blazer fit, I ate one.
Very good. You heard there. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And to do the tip this week, we're going to bring in the Executive Director of the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski, who's joining us here. And Steve, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Brian. Thanks for having me, guys. Everything's good. How's everything in your world?
We're great. We're so happy that you're able to join us here this week. Bittersweet in the sense that you've been with us on the show many times representing the Western PGA as the executive director, and I know this week, unfortunately, will be the last time under this title. You've got congratulations on a new gig out in Colorado.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an honor serving here, our PGA professionals, for the last 5 years, executive director, and next week we will have an interim executive director taking over, Victoria Shiro, who will lead the charge of continuing to grow the game of golf in Western New York, and I'll be heading out west as the new CEO of the Colorado PGA.
Did you change your ringtone to John Denver music?
Not yet. I'm working
okay.
on it.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve, I just want to say thank you for all you've done for us, but for the game of golf here in Western New York, and that includes all the counties in Rochester and Pennsylvania and the areas that it covers. You've done a fantastic job, and I knew you were going to do great things way back when I first met you, interviewed for the first tee position, and as I told you, after you didn't get that job, sometimes those things are blessings, and it's worked out for you. I knew you had a bright future, and you still do, even beyond this next step that you're taking now. So good luck to you, and thanks for all you've done.
And I got to jump in real quick as a PGA professional and consider myself a great friend of Steve's. He did so much to grow the game in Western New York. You look at things like doubles golf, PGA Junior League, the PGA Reach, PGA Hope. All these initiatives were good. We had them going, but Steve went and took them to the next level. And beyond that, he's been a gentleman, a friend, someone to hang out with, and pretty good on the radio sometimes. But but he's been outstanding, and I couldn't be happier for him to have such a great opportunity. And I'm sure whatever he does out in Colorado is going to do great things for that area.
Yeah, I would agree. And Steve, just echoing what Kevin and Jeff said, you've been great to work with. You've been a great ambassador for golf here in Western New York. The things that we've gotten to work on together have been such a pleasure to see them grow, and some of the things that we've done for charity and working with all sorts of people across Western New York. So thank you for that. And with that being said, we're going to let you do the tip here this week. If somebody says, this is the year I'm taking up golf, what's the tip? How do you get started? And I know the Western New York PGA has a big hand in that.
Well, first of all, gentlemen, I'm speechless. Thank you for the kind words. I was in Frisco at the new PGA headquarters for some meetings this past week, and the vice president of the PGA of America put it best. You know, we're all blessed. Every one of us that work in the golf industry, we get to put smiles on people's faces for a game that we all love. So Western New York is a special area. It's where I grew up, and as you all know, every course is better than the next, and we're just fortunate to have the amount of golfers and the amount of active golfers and PGA professionals that support and grow the game in the region. So it's definitely bittersweet leaving, but thank you for the kind word. That was not needed, but very appreciated. But yeah, if you're getting started in the game of golf, I say it is the easiest possible way. You know, if you go to PGA.com and you just type in your area code, you can find your local PGA professional and give them a call. Give him or her a call, and they'll kind of guide you in the right direction. If that's something that you're not comfortable with, because some people, you know, a little turned away from going to a pro right away, then call us at the Western New York PGA, 716-626-7095. We have programs from kids ages 6 all the way through 25 now. So we have different types of programs that we can help you get into through the Western New York PGA, or we can help you connect with a PGA professional in our region. So many ways to get involved, but I always say this is like every other sport, you need to make sure you do it correctly with the coach so that you do enjoy the experience for the rest of your life, and that's through a PGA professional. So we have many certified in this area. Just find them first. Make sure you get the proper tips to begin with. And then, you know, just like Kevin, you get to play in every invitational all summer long and enjoy it.
Yes! Great, great one there.
There was one he missed.
I had to throw one more.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know how to get in the plane, so.
Yeah, they got a connection in Colorado. Yeah.
Just wait, Steve. The invitationals by you will be having a new person here coming shortly.
I've got my invitational invite out to Colorado now, Kevin, for first call.
Sweet.
And I'd like to say, you know, as a PGA pro, I've been proud to call him my executive director and the person who ran our organization for a long time. And I know Victoria's taken over, and it's nothing. She's a tremendously bright woman, and I'm looking forward to she's going to step right in and continue all the great things you did. And thanks again, Steve, for everything you've done in Western New York golf throughout these years.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We appreciate you coming on. I know that you're busy getting yourself ready to make the transition, but thanks again for everything you did. And for coming on and being a part of Tee to Green all these years, too.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to everybody here at Lancaster Country Club. Kev, sun is out. Maybe go check out, maybe get a putt or two in on 18 over here.
I'm thinking the par three.
Between donuts, you can hit some shots, and Kev.
I want that to fit in a couple weeks. I can't have more than one donut.
I agree. Thanks again.
Thank you. My dietitian, Brian Koziel. By the way, Brian's dot. I know we have to go. The Longwood coach was your twin.
I saw that picture.
I sent you that photo on Twitter.
I know. It looks, from the side, I was like, holy cow, it does look like me.
Head coach of the Longwood Lancers, Brian Koziel.
Good looking dude.
That's right. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Thanks to everybody here at Lancaster. Jeff Blank's here as well. Thank you, Jeff. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Koziel. And for everybody here at Lancaster Country Club, thank you, as always, for the warm welcome. We'll talk to you next week on Tee to Green right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.